literally calling you to it. And when you go, or even start to go, or even lean in the direction of going, you feel better. And when you don't lean in the direction of going, you don't feel so good. The best analogy that we have found, and we realize that many of you have heard it, but it is so important, is imagine the stream that is flowing, and you take your rubber raft or your canoe down to the stream's edge, the river's edge, and as you put your boat into the stream, it goes with the current. It's the most natural thing for it to do. And we want you to take your cue from the way the stream naturally flows and accept that putting your stream in the river and letting it go with the flow is a good thing. Humans often want to paddle upstream. We can't imagine why. Why anyone would want to buck the current. It's for some sort of worthiness, we hear you say. Some sort of mark on some chart. You've heard that there is not gain unless there is some pain. And so some of you work hard at life, but we want you to begin to get the picture of putting your canoe into the water. And you don't have to turn it. The stream will turn it. You don't have to turn it and paddle downstream. The stream will carry it. Just don't point it upstream, and please drop the oars. If you will use your oars only for guiding within the stream rather than for trying to make your momentum in the stream, you will begin to get a sense of how this rhythm of the universe works. So you were source energy and you came forth into a physical body, and your environment causes you to ask for more things that the non-physical part of you immediately becomes. And here's the thing that we want you to begin focusing upon in a powerful way. Law of attraction responds to that which you have been becoming, that which you are becoming, that which, vibrationally speaking, you have become. So when you complain about something, when you say, I don't have enough money, we're beating the drum of not enough money, I don't have enough money, or my body doesn't look or feel the way I want it to, or someone is treating me wrong, when you focus upon some aspect of your life that is displeasing you every single time, no matter how real it is, no matter how justified it is, no matter how many other people looking at it would agree with you, no matter how valid your complaint is, every single time you complain or look at something not the way you want it to be, you resist the stream. Now, we don't even want to say to you, you negatively create. We want to put it into a different format for you, because it isn't that you are so negatively creating with your negative words. It is that you're not allowing your motion toward what you want, which turns out to be the same difference. In other words, if you want more money and you're not getting it, you're not getting more money, it feels negative. But if you want more money and you're not doing that thing that's keeping you from it, the stream must take you to the money. So we want you to begin to think in terms of law of attraction. We know you get that. What I think and what I feel and what manifests is always a match. We want you to think in terms of this stream, and we know that you get that. It's a simple concept, makes perfect sense to you. But the thing that we want you to begin looking at, and we think it's a lovely, new, refreshing way of understanding creation and deliberate creation. Over here in this vibrational escrow is amassing everything that you have ever wanted and everything that everyone else has ever wanted too. Quite a picture, isn't it? Can you imagine what a vibrational place this must be? And law of attraction, the most powerful law in the universe, the only law worth mentioning actually, because everything is about it. Law of attraction is now responding to all of those vibrations. So, for example, there is someone in that vibrational escrow who really wants a mate. And there is someone else who really wants a mate. And law of attraction has monitored and understood the precise vibrational nature of each of those components and is calling with all its might, and we have to say to you, it's enough. calling.